in these dangerous times, I've been through it. I was in the Second World War, and I know what hell is about to descend on you. You just, you know, most of you are born in a world of security and pleasures and things. And thus, believe it or not, is the real reason why we lose our way and we lose our virtues. But I'm going to choose a subject which was really, really disturbing. I want to talk to you about, which I've done this before, but I don't think I made the point. I want to show you why so many men are violent with their wives. And dangerous. There's a danger in being married. There's a danger in your relationship. There's a danger to both of you. And you can see by the number of divorces and the 25,000 people kill each other, married people, and the kids are running around without fathers because the divorces are so plentiful. Unless I can give you the hard knocks information about what is really going on in your head rather than just your bed, I think I can help save this country from self-destruction, because the left has encouraged you doing just the opposite of what I have said, which is what you know you do. And I want to start with ISIS. I want to show you that I'm trying to find the words because it's so difficult. That the reason why ISIS is so dangerous is because they've enslaved women to serve them. You just give me a chance. It's not the woman's fault here. But having a woman or women in captivity, as with ISIS, is what drives them to murder them and other people. That, because ISIS, the people of ISIS are afraid of women. They have a power. They have a power to raise a man's ego and make him feel better than he deserves. But we're going to continue with this idea. But when a woman rises to the occasion voluntarily and attracts a man, and the man gets into her improprietously and improperly, that's excusing what is proper, which is healthy. But just what I said, improprietously, even in the marriage bed, is not sacred. It should be, but we don't know what sacred is. We do not know, men do not know what they're dealing with. But ISIS has discovered something. And I'm going to talk to you about that so that you, even though you don't do what ISIS does, is to use the women and then punish them for not being, for the guilt they have. They always have the guilt afterwards and blame the women, which is what you do. So you take care and get your friends and get the ones you want to lose, because the ones you want to lose are going to listen to the truth that will set them free, and they won't like it. You will like it because it, the mystery of your misery and your suffering and your unhappiness in your marriage will be overcome. Not that it will get better, but it will help you to get it better. That doesn't guarantee you the wife will get better, but you will. And if your wife is smart, she gets better. But you will be spared the danger of having to lose your cool and go into jail, which is the object of most women unconsciously. I use the word unconsciously. We shall take our calls, hopefully, on that subject.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening again. I swore to you in the opening salvo of this program is to help you understand yourself by me talking about ISIS. Gentlemen and ladies, such as you are, I can show you why ISIS are so dangerously murderous. And it's all because of women. But they enjoy their murderous nature. And they need the women to sustain this murderous nature. Now, what has that got to do with them, women? It's not their fault. But there is something about the woman that you need to understand, gentlemen, which most of you are not. So let me start with ISIS. Do you want to understand why ISIS likes to have women as slaves? Do you understand how it maintains their evil wickedness, their murderous nature, and feel very proud of it? And their biggest prize they can have when they conquer a city is as many women they can mess with and enslave them. Why is that? Now, don't make a joke. Don't you dare make a joke out of this. It's not funny. But I want to understand the dynamics behind it, because the dynamics that make men murder, kill in America is basically the same. They want to capture women. And you hear stories about women missing and then being found out, being enslaved in some prison, in a house down in the darkness, in the cellar. And men going about as if nothing happened. See, but there's an evil there. And this evil can't be practiced in America that well. But if you have an army, a nation of, well, I can't call them men, animals that keep the women as pets and use them to embolden themselves, give their wicked self strength, illusion of worth, glory in murder. You will understand here when it's so severe, this subject matter of our enemy needs to be understood psychologically. I bet your bippies that your psychiatrist cannot tell you what you are about to hear. May the Lord make you truly thankful. Now, before I do this, I want you to pick up a phone. Why does that get interruption in my show every time? All right, but try it again. All right, but just two calls, that's nice. So maybe I should, if two calls are coming in, maybe it's about that. So let me just stop here and ask you to do something for your country. Not for me. I have a 7-minute meditation, and many of you have used it. And many of you have found in 7 minutes your whole problems start to disappear. See? And you have a clearer view of life. And most importantly, your health. But even more important than that is who you elect for president. Because your emotions get in the way. You are controlled through your emotions. There's people who understand how to get to your mind to get to you to vote for the wrong person. And the wrong people are very good at this, okay, to make you think that you're voting for the right person, and you wake up one morning losing a war you didn't know you're fighting. I use that sentence very, very often with respect to sex and having sex illicitly and improprietously. But it's the same thing with your emotions. Your emotions blind you and demoralize you and causes you to demoralize others. And so you have anxieties and problems, thousands of different versions. 7 minutes will cure it. But the 7 minutes, the meditation does not cure anything. It brings you back to something very spiritual. And it starts to work immediately. If you would do me this, do this favor, do this for your country, pay it forward. If it works for you, take them to antidoteforall.com. One word, antidoteforall.com. And just do this. You don't have to proselytize. You don't have to explain Jesus or anything else. Don't. Just say, find somebody who is in trouble and doesn't know what to do with their lives. They're getting sick. They got cancer. There's all kinds of problems. Every kind, especially the word anxiety, because anxiety goes with all the sickness. And say, why don't you try this? That's all. And just lead them to Antidote for All, which is just a place on the web. It just says, close your eyes. It gives you little instructions. It says something about overcoming anxiety. I haven't seen it lately. But it says something interesting which would interest everybody. Just a few words, a couple words. And in 7 minutes, close your eyes. And they're not the same person afterwards. And you ask that person if it helps, you should tell 3 or 4 others. And if we can do this in the next few months, you might save a world war. You might save a civil war. Because there's reasons. And we won't go into that now. Do we have callers, or can I continue to talk about ISIS? Okay. So now, I want you to see why ISIS is so evil and how they want women when their prize is not money. Yeah, yes, there's money too, but their real prize is to make slaves out of women. In America, the truth of the matter is the administration has encouraged women to be more superior, to have more rights than men. This is very dangerous because then women can turn the tables on men and intimidate them into being angry and striking out, awakening the anger in a man to the point where he can't help but hit her. And then on top of that, she says, go ahead and hit me. Because then the law comes in on her side. But little does the... Well, little, but no. When I say, let me rephrase that. The communists understand this. And they make women have more power over men, considering men only just, you know, donors, if you know what I mean. So it's opposite here, but we're collapsing because the women have a lot of power and they know how to intimidate a man into violence. See? And men don't know how to stop it. They don't understand it. Whether you're married or whether you're not married, you're likely to bash your wife, beat up your girlfriend. Now, you may not get any charges, but the whole idea is of the government to encourage women's ego and make them seem more smarter than men. And in some ways, they are in a very dangerous way that needs to be overcome with an intelligent, wise man. But there's hardly any wise men when it comes to women. See, now, let me go back to ISIS, and we'll come back to you, what's left of you. See, because women have a power. I call it the Eve power. But the Eve will triumph over every man. Whether she loses and becomes addicted to the man's need to be loved by him. In other words, she can be addicted to a man's approval for her service, if you know what I mean. Do you understand what I mean? She will rise to the occasion of a man who has need and doesn't know what the real fulfillment of that need is. It isn't the woman. It's her maid who made the woman and made the man. Men need the constitution of that in their head, but they've lost it. Man born of woman has got something missing, and he looks to the woman for reassurance that he's a man. And there's the danger. Her reassurance becomes addictive, and more addictive. And the more sickness, the more sex she gives him, the two things happen. I haven't got to ISIS yet. But the more she is needed to fulfill and make him a man think he's a man when he is not, okay? And the more dependent he becomes on her pleasures. And there's two ways that men find a continuum in that relationship. By being weak and buying flowers and doing all nicer things to her, all that does is embolden her bravado. Embolden her in either giving you what you want and making you more dependent, or becoming disgusted with you and rejecting you and making you want more till you go crazy and look for somebody else perhaps, and it starts all over again, but you never stop. So there's something wrong which you need to understand, and the best way I can explain it to you is taking ISIS and show you what happened. They are afraid of women. And if you are not wise, you'd be a little bit cautious of them too. Not that they do it purposely, and not that you really understand what the hell you're doing when you're having sex with just anyone. I told you the relationship I meant the other night is when I discovered this. And it needs to be in the beginning of the show, and I'll get to the ISIS one because I want you to call some friends. Because that's where I'm going to really start my dissertation with you. So don't go away. We'll be right back. And the phone number is 800-866-8883. Call me 6 to 8 every night, weekdays. What did you say, David? Yeah, Pacific time, right? So have you called that person while I'm talking to you? I'm sort of diddly-daddling, hope it's slower, to make the point because I want more people to hear it. And so maybe in the break you can keep calling because you can hear the program again. Not that you want to. It's scary. I haven't begun being scary yet, but let me tell you how I first learned it. We have an extension of the Foundation of Human Understanding in several places, in Tanzania and in some other countries and in England for the last 30 years. Okay. Wonderful things have happened in Tanzania. We won't go into that. It's all by, that's a success all by itself. But in England, yes. So I started the English version of us with a person who was on welfare. And the government gave him a car and a flat to live in. But he was smart. And he would listen to me. And amazingly, he listened to me on a boat, on a ship. Because there was no radio allowed in England. It's only just recently, in the last year, that you can listen to Roy on radio over there, but they put me at night because I'm kind of disgusting. I'm not appropriate to be on radio, but they're going to put me on at certain times in the evening where the kids won't hear me. And so I'm trying to tell you the truth. But he was listening to me on a ship out there in the ocean, out of the 3 mile zone. And that's the only way I could do it. I got a big following over there. But what I found about him, see, I didn't know anybody when I went there to start it. So he was able to remember everything. So as long as he could make his lunch, and he had a special sauce, he gave it a funny name. And so as long as he could eat something, he could remember me, he might not have to do what I said. Whoops, he has a memory. So he's not a real person, but he could give a lecture word for word. He has a sort of perfect memory, photographic. But that's being deceptive. But there's something else. He had a sexual problem. And this is what he said when I finally fired him. And he just finished off. And this is what I never knew that happened, but this is what happens. The more sex he has, the more sex he wants. And because he had nothing else to do except find women, which he did, he had more and more sex with it, but the desire to have sex increases exponentially in this case, see. And so there's something I missed out there. I'll find that again. There's always something when I try to express something. There's a little piece missed out. Oh, yes. It is guilt. Men who have sex with women in an improper way, and getting high on it like it was a drug, feel guilt because they got a sense of worth like it's a drug that makes them more worthless and more dependent on the pleasure she gives. So therefore, she has to do it. So if she doesn't do it, the wife doesn't do it, he'll find somebody else to do it. But it still goes on because there's a guilt. There's a constitution inside a man that punishes him and gives him anxiety every time he's finished. He's less of a person. Okay, we'll come to the ISIS thing in a minute. But then in that guilt, he blames the woman. Why does he blame the woman? It's all going on inside his head. He may not even see it, but the woman didn't give him enough. It's like money. The more you give money to kids, the more they want, and then the more you have to give, and after a while you don't want to give anymore, and you get mad, you stop. But if you're big enough, you won't let them stop. See, in this case, he's big, she wants to stop. But she's also guilted. The woman who is bullied and made guilty and submits out of fear and guilt, which pushes her towards what's not good for her and can't say no to it. But see, they're both guilty, but the man is the most guilty. And therefore, the time between one sexual experience and another grows so to the point where the anger awakens and is only assuaged by a woman giving in. And in his case, it didn't matter what woman it was. If the door opened and there was a woman, he was on the floor with them right away. It got to the point where the guilt in the man blames the woman for not giving him enough. That's how he feels. He blames the woman. He wants more. She can't give it. Maybe she does give it. But he feels guilty for getting it. It's because there's something wrong with it. After the three minutes of pleasure comes the guilt. The constitution is following him. His spiritual constitution is following him. Now listen to what he did. He says he got angry at the woman. And the woman tends to want to give in to that anger because he's a powerful man. And so it was once a week. It was twice a week. It was three times a week. It was three times a day. It was three times, is every hour. And it got to the point where it had to be, but every time he got angry, the sexual arousal had to be satisfied. And after he's satisfied, the guilt comes. And what does he do? He blames the woman. He gets angry because he doesn't get enough. And if the women respond, they will yield. But he got angrier and angrier and angrier, and he became murderous because he can't get any more pleasure. The minute he's finished, he's feeling crazy and angry. He's got to blame something. There's the blame. That's how he got it, but he can't get any more. It's all done. And he found himself on the floor, choking her while he was having sex with her. That's not unusual, but you won't hear it. You may run out way before that. The pesky little bastard, the men, of course, are like that. Now we go back to ISIS, if you like. What time is it? Is it 6:30 already? I just want to know, am I going to get a call on this or not? Because I'm going to ISIS because, gentlemen, you're not much different. You're just, it's sort of a long distance away, but you've got the same problem. And you're punished for it, whereby the ISIS people are rewarded for it. See the difference. See the difference, but it's still there in men. And women... You can't use women like this. You cannot. You dare not. But you do. You think it's normal and you're being encouraged. Guess by who? Obama and the left. That's why you're losing yourself and your country. Okay, we'll be right back. 800-866-8883. Call me. West Coast time, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. Thanks. Okay, we've got lots of crazy calls. I'm looking for intelligent women. I'm looking for intelligent seeking person, men. I want you to understand that sex without love will kill you, will destroy you. it will cause you to murder. It will cause you to kill your kids. See? And it's happening all the time here now. Violence is everywhere. It will infect your children. ISIS doesn't have to worry. They can dispose of their bodies. They have three or four women that are slaves to that. And the life of these women is horrible because they could be beaten for their service. They can be beaten for no service and killed, executed, but not the service. It's the service that makes the mind of the soul of a man, if you can call it, it make him evil. The misuse of women is the cause of all evil. The misuse. And so that you see it in ISIS. ISIS have found a religion long time ago which forces women to be slaves of men's lust. And that's what makes them murderers. And we rewarded for it. But it gets worse than that, because in the Far East, it's not good enough just to have sex with women. But with dogs too. It's not funny, is it? But nobody tells you this. You need to know. Then they kill the dogs. For sure. I'm not joking. And these are the people are in our country now. And you women, if you're going to vote for liberals, that's what you're going to get sooner or later. Because the government right now is on your side. So you can rise to the occasion of a man's need. You get married to him. Or you have a relationship with him. And then you find he's addicted to you. And then he tries to reason with you. And you play with him, and reason or not reason, there's an argument. And then he gets angry. And you make him angry because you're upset with him. You think he thought he was a decent person, he's not, and he tries to reason with it. And maybe he is a reasonable person, but you don't like the reason. And pretty soon there's an argument. But you keep teasing on him and teasing him until you put in him the anger, hate, the anger and hate. And then she says, hit me, go ahead. And then you go to jail. There's millions of men there doing that.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, so now I think I've made the point, and the only thing I've done is ruin my show, because all of you listening to this program understand what I just said. All of you men have had your sex, and you marry for sex, and you act like dogs copulating in an alley, out of wedlock. And what's happening with it, whether you're in wedlock or out of wedlock, if your hunger is for the love of the woman, the reassurance that you're a man. The only kind of man you become is an animal. The more sex you get, the more of an animal you become, and either you have anxiety over it, and don't know what to do with it, but do not think that it has to do with sex, because that has got you pleasure. You may take drugs at the same time to kill the agony and anxiety, but the ISIS don't need drugs. They have lots of women, and they're the drugs. And so, therefore, if they're displeased and get really angry, they will beat one. And men beat them because they didn't give them enough pleasure, see. Or because they feel guilty afterwards and don't have the moxie or the feeling to do it again, but they got the guilt. And where they got the guilt from? They get it from degrading that woman. But he hasn't got more left in him for another round. And so the guilt catches up and blames the woman. Let me tell you something. When you have sex, you feel anxiety. You may want to drink, or you may want to have more sex, see. And pretty soon you're having sex every day, 3 times a day. It's not unusual. But somebody has to satisfy that. And whoever satisfies that is getting some kind of pleasure. Some kind of, yes, you could be manipulated by the ladies. And they don't have to suffer the way you will. You suffer jail. They suffer differently. They become whores. And God help any man who has sex with a woman who's had sex with other men. Now, here we're coming back to what makes America different. But it isn't different now. It's what made us different to some degree. Because when I came here, you people weren't you people. The people that I met and I experienced when I came here, was it 70 years ago? No, it's more than that. 70 years ago, at least. They were the same. They were not like you. They're still Americans, but I guarantee you, you've all played with that. I guarantee you, you've had your fun. You've done your thing. See, the guarantee. Yeah. You asked me if I do? Probably I did. Okay. That was a long time ago. Do I have to admit that? No. But that was a mistake. I saw mistakes. See. So don't you think I'm high and mighty? Because I'm not. I've learned. And I see. And I've learned to such a degree that I could taste it in my understanding. I'm begging you, ladies and gentlemen, you can come back to being an American, not an American. I want you to think American. I want you to speak American. I want you to be American. The difference between everybody else in the world is that you're virtuous. And you're not just virtuous because it's polite. Like if you go to Japan, they have decorum. They have tea. And they have, well, yes, the word decorum is interesting. They have sort of little, I can't find the word. But just little niceties, see, and politeness. But it's all not real. I'm talking about America's real. I want America to American men to understand what I'm saying. You have to understand the danger of women. And because you don't have the ISIS, what do they call it, David? There's when they have own women, and there's a name of it. I bet you forgot it too. They have a name for it. It doesn't matter, because I never prepared. I just hold the caller and say, do you know what the name of the sexual relationships, what do they call it? There's a name to that right to have women. And somebody will call me in just a minute. Okay. Yeah, he can't think of it either. Yeah, and everybody talks about it every day. And so, I tell you a story. So I've been, on the air for 55 years. It'll be 56 years soon. And I'm in the island out there in the ocean. It's part of America. And you know what I'm talking about. Hawaii. And there's a man having sex. That's not his wife, in a hotel. And he was enjoying himself, jumping up and down. And that the radio that was on fell on the floor. And he heard me saying what dirty beasts men are. Scumbags. They do not deal with women properly. But they think they're falling in love when they're falling from what love is all about, really. And the minute he heard what I was saying, he got out of that bed and went home. I said, get out of bed and go home, which he did. And he sent me a note. So, okay, you've had your fun. But you are being encouraged to play this because you're turning into animals. That is what's turning into animals. And the kids, having seen what goes on in a family, which is what I just described. And there's more to it if you will call me. 800-866-8883. There's more to it. Because that's why your women hate you. And if they hate you, guess what? They may even give you more sex and make you beg for it. Or get something for it. So you turn her into a whore. Or she turns herself into a whore. But what she's going to do? Neither one of you understand this. So what is she going to do? Sex is marriage, isn't it? No, it's not. It's called love. And sex isn't love. You can give somebody a dinner with love. But it isn't love. Because you can make them fat and ugly and die from diabetes. You can give them all kinds of sweetness and goodness and give your kids and make them fat and ugly and useless. You'll spoil them rotten. So there's all kinds of side effects to having a relationship with your husband and your wife to understand, hold your ground, keep your powder dry. You are a human being. You can hear what I'm saying, that your relationship between you and your wife must be perfect. It must be an act of love at in reproduction. The animal doesn't care a billy nothing about that. It's wham bam, thank you ma'am, and that's it. But human beings, there's a special relationship that men must be noble. And women need to be attracted to what is noble. And you should, as ladies, you should not engage in relationship with a man ever again. Because you have a constitution in your head too. That is spiritual constitution. You don't have to give me all the different details of the Constitution because it's all there at the same time. God knows everything at the same time. You are the reflection of God, and you will know exactly what I mean. All of everything you need is there at your service at once and at the same time. You don't have to learn your constitution. It's in you and it works. See? And so when you feel the pressure of your husband, don't hate him. Don't resent him. See? Calm. Now I'm going to give you some pointers. Don't act like you're enjoying it when you're not. Did you hear what I said? Ladies, do not yield to your husband's lust until it's love. And he may lose his temper, but you must not lose yours. Now, if it comes to forced sexual experience, then you have no choice but to be overcome. The chances are that would not happen, believe it or not. But if you do, the way you deal with it, you've had sex, but you don't hate him. You're not guilty. He is. Now, strange things will happen. It may happen a few times where you have no feeling, but you also have no hate. And pretty soon he's going to stop. Because what he needs is your pretense of pleasure. He needs your pretense of pleasure to make him think he is better than he really is. Now, there's lots of questions you might want to ask me. But I have to say this to sum it up. There's much more to say. But I see that you're cringing in the darkness, see, because you're as guilty as hell. Do you know why Obama wants to have all those and what's the name? The one that's being... I'll hold the line. It's... Hold the line. Who's running for governor? Who's the lady running for president? Quick. Who's the lady? What's the name he runs? Yeah, Clinton, I saw it, yeah. Yes, you see, the reason why the Senate, you know, the Congress, if they have the, what, they're very clever, they have the names of people who are, you know, have done these sexual experiences, and so therefore they're able to get people to do what they want, as long as they can expose what they do in their bedroom. See? So, the documents are very important. You know, information is very important in politics, and you can get people to vote or not vote just by knowing their habits. And I can tell you, Congress is full of those people. So you can manipulate them in any way they want, especially the Republicans. That's why you got to be clean when you do business. Clean in everything in your loyalties to your wife. If you can't be loyal to your wife, who can you be loyal to? I am asking you a question. Gentlemen, let me ask you this question to see if you're a gentleman. So let's say you are not married, or you are, and you have a little girl of 12, 13 years old. Would you like, when they get to be 16 or 17 or 18, to have a man mess around with her? Yes or no? If the answer is no, what the hell are you doing? It's somebody else's daughter. Even if that someone else didn't care about that daughter, you should. Now, if you call me, what are you going to call me? You going to call me a name? Or can you see I care for ladies? After all, I do have a daughter. I do have a wife. And you need to learn that sex is not love. And eating isn't love. When you make eating love, you become a pig. And there's lots of pigs walking around. Yeah, porcuses are nice. But it's okay because you've got syphilis, you can cure that. You got diabetes, you can cure that. What kind of life have you got?
Nothing.
Okay, we've got it.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, so this is what I'd like you to do. You go to my website or go to antidoteforall.com. And people in India are using it. People in Norway. It's beginning to spread around the world. If it could spread around the world, there'll be millions and billions of people who will be relieved of anxiety and become like Americans should be. But we need to start it here first. It's already happening. But I like to see it in my lifetime. You know, some people plant and other people reap. I'd like to plant and see the reap, not the rape. I'd like to see my reaping. I want to see a beautiful country. All I can see is dishonesty, lying, cheating, strange laws that punish good people. You know, look, just in, there's a state. I don't have it in front of me. I hadn't prepared my work. But the homeschooler didn't follow the rules of the state for homeschooling. But there shouldn't be any rules. There never was. And they put the husband and wife in jail. Yes. Yep, that's it for a couple of months. Where's that coming from? What are you going to beginning to see? That you are becoming more broken and more demoralized. Men are becoming more suggestible because when they have sex, they become more and more addicted to the approval of the woman who's supposed to give her services in a plentiful way. But it gives her power over him. And so when she can't have her way, all she has to do is withhold the sex. See, or give the sex and then get what she wants, which makes a man a wimp. But hold the sex would make him mad. And make him mad, and he tries to reason with her. But if the reason is reasonable, she'll still fight it. If the reason is unreasonable, she'll still fight it. You got to learn how to deal with this. But what happens is when you intimidate a man and you won't, you intimidate a man. Intimidation comes with being a woman. And that's how she gets him to be angry. And one of the benefits of her being angry is he becomes suggestible. And so when he gets angry enough, all she has to say, go hit me. And he becomes suggestible to that, cannot help himself. The energy of anger builds up. And when the energy of anger builds up, he wants to do it, but he tries to hold back. But the minute you say to him, okay, hit me, that's when it happens. And then you got the uppermost. You can do what you want with him because the feds are ready to make as many men in jail as possible. It's all part of the game. Now, but virtue will keep you. Virtue will keep you from trouble. And excesses will, if you overcome your excesses, it all works the same way. But women are human beings. So if you drink yourself stupid, the only thing you can do is just smash the glass of whiskey. But you don't want to smash a woman. But the women bring it on themselves purposely, for example, for opportunity and taking advantage of money, etc., etc. This is not a good place anymore. This is not a free country. You're on your way to, well, you can see it. You've only got just a couple of months left because he is not going to leave office. I guarantee you. There will not be an election. There'll be martial law. And Israel does not know what to do because Iran is the enemy of Israel. And Obama, because you chose him, because you're rotten, a lot of rotten people, that stupid people, stupefied. You elected a communist, and he's changing our country. And so, you see that you have a Muslim for a president who goes to a mosque. See, and he wouldn't be accepted if he wasn't one of them. There's nothing wrong with being one of them, but there is also something wrong with being one of them. See, because look what he's doing. And look what support he's getting from them. So there's terrible danger. So the deal with Iran was designed to make them legitimate. Israel can't strike while they're getting all this, all that money, $150 billion, $100.5 billion. And so they're building airplanes and very scientific, advanced scientific world weapons of war. Israel's only 7 million people. And it leaves her vulnerable because to strike Iran is to strike America, is to go to war with America. Do you see that? So you're going to find yourself, if you're not careful, having your soldiers fighting Israelis because they've been made legitimate. The whole world has made them legitimate. What fools they are and what fools we are. What they're going to do, they're going to strike Israel. She can't fight them. Because the whole world will be against them. They're legitimate. It's a legitimate country now. They're supposed to be civilized. They're not. And he knows it. But what a dirty world. The tricks are going on. Where's the men? Where are you, men? All right. So will you do yourself a favor? Have anxiety? You got a problem with sex. And even if you're not using it now, it's affected you deeply. So I would say to you, all that, lots of anger comes out of that. Your parents passing it on to you. So you go to Antidote for All. It's a place all by itself. It's a website all by itself, nothing on it, just that. And bring your friends. And if it works, get your friends to create their friends. And you'll see how easy it is to give up drugs and alcohol. It will fall away by itself. Please, it's all free. And support my program.